It is safe to say that the war in Ukraine has not gone as Vladimir Putin planned. His forces have not overpowered Ukraine's military, nor have they been embraced by the Ukrainian people. Still, the Russian military has many more weapons at its disposal, and so we ask, where might the conflict go now? We have Tom Bowman on the line. He's NPR's Pentagon correspondent. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Scott.
Let's talk about their Russia strategy so far. Where have they focused their resources?
Well, the big thing, Scott, is the Russians have not taken Kyiv. The expectation, even among U.S. military officials, was the capital, and that's the prize, could fall in as little as 2 days. Now, here we are almost a month in, and they're stalled outside the capital, 9 miles on one side, around 18 miles on the other. They still very much are focused on Kyiv and are moving up artillery to hammer the city. So again, what's the problem here? The Russians are plagued with poor planning and leadership, poor logistics, with the food and fuel shortages, and the inability, this is key, to coordinate their aircraft, ground troops, and armor all as one, according to analysts. That is a huge problem. And of course, Ukrainians have put up a fierce fight and continue to do so all around the country, including in towns and cities that the Russians say they've taken. That has surprised everyone. Initially, they thought the Russians would roll in, take Kyiv, take the country, and there would eventually be an insurgency. But what has happened is the Ukrainians right off the bat are fighting like terriers. Now, Russia has had more success in the south where their logistics are better because they have these bases in nearby Crimea, which, of course, the Russians grabbed 8 years ago. The Russians are taking large parts of the coast, but there is still strong Ukrainian resistance, even in the city of Mariupol, which is getting hammered now by Russian sea-launched missiles. Now, here's the thing, Scott. Some analysts are now using the term stalemate, but the Pentagon's not going that far at this point. They caution the Russians, listen, still have a lot of combat power, especially missiles, fired from inside Russia. About half of the estimated 1,100 missiles fired so far are from inside Russia at Ukraine.
Well, you mentioned the Ukrainian military's efforts so far. They're surely outnumbered, overmatched in military hardware. What have been their most effective tactics to hold off the Russians?
Well, probably their use of shoulder-fired javelin anti-tank weapons, which have been pouring in from NATO countries. I'm told the Ukrainians are darting between houses and firing other types of anti-armor weapons at the Russians stuck in long lines on the road and then, you know, finding concealment behind the houses. Very, very gutsy. And also shoulder-fired anti-aircraft weapons. They're taking out a lot of Russian armor aircraft and really bleeding the Russian forces. Also, Ukrainian air defenses have held up and are doing quite well, according to the Pentagon. The Russians still don't have complete control of the air, which is key in modern warfare. The Russians, we're told, are very wary of flying into Ukrainian airspace and kind of dart in from Belarus, fire, and then head back. And of course, a lot of this is resilience and bravery of the Ukrainian army and even average citizens who are taking up arms or, you know, coming up with Molotov cocktails. And many analysts point to this. And they also, by the way, Scott, use the observation from Napoleon, who said the moral is to the physical as three is to one. And what he meant was the fighting spirit of troops and, you know, average citizens is vital to success.
Yeah, well, there has been some remarkable reporting on the Ukrainian pilots, as you're describing, which takes us to kind of where we are now in this war. You mentioned the word stalemate that a lot of people are using. Some analysts are saying, you know what? Maybe we should be asking whether Ukraine might be actually winning this war. Is that a reasonable question to ask?
Well, you know, I think it's reasonable to ask, and they may win this by actually not losing. You know, much like George Washington and his troops, you know, basically held off against the more superior British army and just and essentially you maybe was successful eventually by just not losing. The Ukrainians, you know, they're doing quite well as far as fighting the air war. You know, they have, you know, dozens of jets, and the Ukrainians have mobile air defense systems too, missiles and radar. and they hope to get more from NATO. They have, you know, again, dozens of aircraft that are performing quite well and being used sparingly, and they only fly a fraction of these sorties the Russians do. Now, the talk was that NATO would provide more warplanes to Ukraine. That effort kind of fell apart because of the fear that providing fighter jets would be seen as quite escalatory. That will likely not happen now. But again, the Ukrainians are fighting back hard and using everything at their disposal, particularly those shoulder-fired weapons.
That's Tom Bowman, Pentagon correspondent for NPR. Thank you, Tom, as always, for your great reporting.
You're welcome.